My Working Life by Opal Peard. I had a paid job for a very short period. It was student work. I was engaged as a factotum in a holiday house near Bray in County Dublin. Families and singles could stay full board for a reasonable price. I was residential and had my own room. I was required to do a certain amount of cleaning, dusting, waiting at table, and helping to polish the silver-plated cutlery. At night, there was Scottish dancing, and another student, a trainee cook, and I were encouraged to join in with the guests. I rather enjoyed the experience. At this time, the late 1950s, women on marrying had to resign from employment if they were in the civil service or banks, or companies such as Arthur Guinness Son and Company, etc. It was known as the marriage bar. However, change was taking place, and a special concession might allow some women to stay for an extra year. I married before I qualified and went to live in Terenure. There was no way I could get a job. There was a stigma too. It was thought I might deprive someone else of a job. The husband was expected to provide for his family. Taxation on a combined income was another deterrent to married women in the workforce. I was busy in the home, which was the expression used. I did not work. There were pros as well as cons for this state of affairs. One of the downsides was the isolation, especially when there were very young children. As the years went by, I learned to network and to become active on various committees, some of which were of a confidential nature. This work involved decision-making and creation of ideas. Today, women's contributions are acknowledged as a matter of course.